Practice Paper 5, Part 1. Leo's grandfather likes to tell him stories from his life. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. The story will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all answers the second time. The story will begin now.
When I was 19, I got a summer job in a hotel in a small town in Texas. There were a few strange things about that hotel, and the cook told me it had its secrets. For example, room 405 was always kept locked. I asked the manager why, and he said there were problems with the electricity. I started to ask why he didn't get it fixed, but he just walked away, and I knew he wasn't going to say any more about it. Well, one day we were pretty busy, and the hotel was almost full. I was going up and down all day taking people's luggage to their rooms. I remember the couple in 407 well because they gave me a dollar for a tip, and that was really generous for those days. I saw them the next day, too. They were talking to the manager just after paying their bill. The man was saying, "We slept very badly last night. The people next door were banging and shouting in the middle of the night. I knocked on the wall, but that did no good, so I got up and knocked on their door, but they wouldn't answer. I went back and there were some more noises, and then it went quiet. I hope you'll speak to them when they come down. They shouldn't behave like that in a hotel." The manager promised to do so. After the couple had left, I said it was strange, as there was only a quiet lady in 409. "No, it was 405 he was talking about." "But there's no one in there." "Exactly. That's why it's kept locked." And he walked away.
Now listen to the story again.
When I was 19, I got a summer job in a hotel in a small town in Texas. There were a few strange things about that hotel, and the cook told me it had its secrets. For example, room 405 was always kept locked. I asked the manager why, and he said there were problems with the electricity. I started to ask why he didn't get it fixed, but he just walked away, and I knew he wasn't going to say any more about it. Well, one day we were pretty busy, and the hotel was almost full. I was going up and down all day taking people's luggage to their rooms. I remember the couple in 407 well, because they gave me a dollar for a tip, and that was really generous for those days. I saw them the next day, too. They were talking to the manager just after paying their bill. The man was saying, "We slept very badly last night. The people next door were banging and shouting in the middle of the night. I knocked on the wall, but that did no good, so I got up and knocked on their door, but they wouldn't answer. I went back and there were some more noises, and then it went quiet. I hope you'll speak to them when they come down. They shouldn't behave like that in a hotel." The manager promised to do so. After the couple had left, I said it was strange, as there was only a quiet lady in 409. No, it was 405 he was talking about.
But there's no one in there.
Exactly. That's why it's kept locked. And he walked away.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.